to Talking Wealth. This is Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Last week we had a discussion on the four big banks, and I finished with a promise to reveal why I believe there's still further growth in the banks. We actually talked about three out of four. I left the Commonwealth Bank out this time, but we mentioned that NAB's expected to rise over the short to medium term, Westpac to increase over the medium term, and ANZ over the short term. Now, the basis for my view is technical analysis. We use price, pattern, and time to determine where a stock's likely to peak or where a stock's likely to stop falling. Now, I just want to talk to you a little bit about a conversation that I had with a gentleman a couple of years ago. And this gentleman was a gynecologist, and you're probably wondering, well, where's the relevance to this conversation, but I'll reveal that to you shortly. And he was talking to me about how many babies he'd delivered and the ins and outs of childbirth, which really didn't excite me at the time. And then I thought, well, okay, he's sharing something with me. Now I'll talk to him about what I do. And I started talking to him about price, pattern, and time. Well, when I looked around at his face, he was actually as white as a ghost. And I think the issue there was he was a fundamentalist and had no faith in technical analysis, and he didn't believe you could time the market. But I showed him, by giving him a specific example on a stock, how you can actually time the market. So this is what I'm going to talk to you about now. And I'll use Westpac as a good example. See, with Westpac, after doing some price analysis, I found that there is likely support and resistance around certain prices. I've got targets at $28, $29 and around $30. I've also used pattern, and in particular Elliott Wave, which I won't go into in detail here. We do teach it at Wealth Within, and it's a very interesting technical analysis technique. $29 is my target based on Elliott Wave, but it could go higher. Now, based on time, I look back. Now, when you're looking at a stock, you can use all of the historical data to determine what a stock's likely to do in future. So when looking at what it's done over a period of time, I go back to 1992, which was a significant low for Westpac. It had fallen prior to that for a couple of years. And then looking forward further afield to 2003, it had another significant low. It fell about 26% into that low. And that's roughly a 10-year period. So when we're looking at cycles, we look for relatively long cycles. And because a lot of stocks we don't have data for more than 20 years, we tend to look at around about 9 or 10-year cycle lengths. So in particular, Westpac pulled back quite markedly during this time. And then since then, as you all know, it's traded up quite strongly. And we have seen a recent pullback in June 2006. So based on all of this, I believe that the stock's likely to rise over the coming year. 2007 is going to be a good year for Westpac, and then I expect a low sometime early in 2008. But I do believe it'll continue to rise after that time, so whether it gets to $28 or $29 over the coming months, or whether it achieves $30 over the coming months, how fast it actually rises, I can't be completely sure. So we know when a stock rises, it experiences ebbs and flows as it goes. So given that we've just experienced a low in June 2006, and there is a smaller cycle within the larger 10-year cycle for Westpac, we believe that the next significant low is likely to be around 2009, possibly 2010. Now, I'm not saying that it's not going to have a pullback in the order of about 10 to 15% before that time, but what I am saying is that the next major crest will be somewhere before or around 2009. I hope you've enjoyed my discussion on price, pattern, and time and how to analyse a stock from a technical perspective, and I hope that sheds some light on why we believe the banks have still got further upside. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within, and I look forward to talking to you next week.